And next we have Group B. It's the orange group. Our discussion leader was Susan Cook, and our recorder is Jan Slater.
And I love being orange. I'm Jan Slater. I'm Dean of the College of Media at the Urbana campus. We came up with a lot of singular assets, and I'll kind of just let you look at a lot of them, but I think one of the greatest strengths we felt was the individual campus identity that each one of the campuses has, and they were all very distinguished. And because of that, we offer multiple options and opportunities for students. I thought the unique blend of access and excellence might be something that you not, I'm glad I'm second, because then you won't hear all, you'll hear these, but I won't be repeating them. The engaged research that we're doing a lot more of applied research, and that promotes things for the common good in society. We have a lot of research capabilities. We did put athletics on there because we do believe that that's an asset, and the reputation of the institutions in total. I think I have one more page here, Joe, yep. We thought it was an asset that we own and control the only state hospital, that we're the only ones that have 7 health science colleges, that we're providing quality health care, the physical space on all of our campuses that we own and control, that we are not necessarily landlocked. We have a global reach, a world-class faculty. We've heard over and over from our faculty researchers that the cost of discovery is low at the university, and we have this strong Midwest work ethic that permeates through our staffs, our faculty, and the students that we educate. The 5 things, and we did have 5 because we could count. And the number one strategic initiative we thought was strategic brand development and marketing, reputation management, and identity to our multiple stakeholders, that we have a great story, but we're not really telling it. And we don't have one unifying description. Even we have the 3 individual campuses that have their unifying descriptions, but it doesn't all work together. And that would include our alums, the people of the state, our students, our prospective students, communities, et cetera. Innovation, research, design, and interdisciplinary work. UIC has a center on campus that they've had for a long time that integrates all of that. Urbana is building that, and that's a really important thing for the future. We felt that we could really develop a master plan for higher education and establish a new sustainable financial model that has more autonomy from the state. I know that's a big goal, but I think it's worth it. And that we could lead nationally and globally in healthcare delivery and innovation, and leverage Chicago as an urban center for economic and social growth. The most significant barriers, state funding, state regulatory restrictions, which I'm sure will be up there a lot. The reputation, brand, and unique identity of the individual campuses, because again, we have a great story, but we're not telling them. And that the state has done a real poor job of branding the state and diminishing our reputation, and that hurts all of us who have Illinois in our name. The system versus the 3 campuses with more autonomy is a barrier, because we don't all know what we're doing with whom. The cost of doing business, we need to be more accountable in terms of where we spend our resources. Certainly the cost to students and the financial aid resources are a barrier. We've had a lot of changes in leadership, and we felt that quality leadership stability was a big barrier. And the reputation barriers to collaboration among the campuses, that there's some reputation issues that each one of the individual campuses have that prevent us from being more collaborative. The structure of the state university system is a barrier, as well as the internal barriers that we all, and within our own units, have a heavy bureaucracy that prevents change and our ability to be agile. The most important needs we thought were political leadership, and that we had opportunities to use our alumni base. The state needs economic development, delivery of health care to the underserved, government finance reform, improved reputation and brand of the state, and more engagement in improving K-12 education and building that education pipeline. And these were our 6 word stories, which I'll just let you,
we're going to look at all those.
Okay, well then, fine, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you.